Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. This episode perfectly illustrates the fact that doing the right thing can yield serious negative consequences that most never saw coming. It's not that the consequences were hidden, it's just that one failed to take a 360-degree view beforehand. By the way, in the example I use here, scammers are not the subject matter. They are used simply to illustrate a much, repeat much, larger problem. So if we asked 100 people on the street their opinion of scammers, 99 would describe them as scum. One member of the group being a con artist, hence the 99. The label scum is appropriate, but one should nonetheless ask, are there any positives to having scum among us? Or put another way, are there any negative consequences to removing the scum? Well, there is. Related, a spotless disinfected home sounds great, but having kids grow up in a sterile environment yields negative health consequences. People need to view life as a never-ending competition, the opponent being nature. As such, both mental and physical fitness are prerequisites if one wishes to come out on top. Scammers, viruses, physical injuries, they all serve a purpose. The purpose? Reward those who prepared and penalize those who didn't. I personally believe it's impossible to overstate the negative consequences of a, quote, sterile environment. Having a civilization be awash with gullible and unprepared people is not a plus. The fallout of society coddling everyone can be seen today if one looks around. Teenagers who fall for scams promoted by, quote, influencers. Adults who take content they see online as fact without checking to see if it's indeed true. Adults who think taking a pill will compensate for some crappy lifestyle habit. Voters who believe their party's representative is looking out for their best interest. Reflect on this for a couple of days and depression will set in as you realize we're surrounding ourselves with baggage. So how does society reduce the number of gullible people walking among us if we remove all the scum from society? Well, we start by acknowledging and calling out the root issue, parents. Specifically, parents who fail to properly raise their kids. After all, gullibility is a mindset issue. Personally, if I had to choose between being surrounded by gullible people versus scum, I'll take the scum. Thank you for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word, and remember to check back regularly for new material.